So we are on to item five, PR 2021-5459, site plan SI 2021-1248 for Contractors Leasing LLC at 2900 Transport. And Tierra West is the agent. Good morning, Mr. Perea.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Vinny Perea with Tierra West. And I also have Scott Anderson with me as well.
Okay, let's get your address and then I'll swear you in.
Yeah, it's 5571 Midway Park Place, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87109. And I swear to tell the truth.
Thank you, Mr. Perea. Let's go ahead and grab Mr. Anderson. Can you say hi? Mr. Anderson? Okay, well, let's proceed. And when we hear from him, we'll get him sworn in. Let's go ahead then, Mr. Perea, and give us an update on this project.
Yes, Madam Chair, this is Vinny Perea. Since the last time we met, which was 2 weeks ago, we had some comments that we had addressed for transportation and for planning in regards to mostly call outs of the dimensions, some ADA parking questions we had from transportation, as well as some facade designs on that northernmost building from planning. Since then, we have updated those. We've also added, So we've also added the 3D drawing to show those facade designs on that building. And we also just had the site plan sent this morning with the latest site plan sent this morning with the solid waste signature added to that.
Oh, excellent.
And that's pretty much all the changes we made. So I can open it up for any questions from the DRB members.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Perea. And we've reviewed all those submittals. Thanks for all that work. Is there any member of the public that wishes to speak on item five at 2900 Transport? Please raise your hand or press star nine if you're on the phone. Let us know that you'd like to speak. I don't see anyone. Let's go to Water Authority for comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Vinny and Scott. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We have no objections. Our prior comments have been addressed. Thank you.
Thank you. Code Enforcement.
This is Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no objections. Everything's been met.
Thank you. Parks and Rec.
Carol Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec. No additional comments.
Hydrology.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of August 25th, 2021. We have no objection.
Transportation.
Gene Wolfenbarger with Transportation. I just had a few minor comments left that I can take delegation on. One, I just wanted to be sure to include only the latest and greatest site plan with a submittal package, since two of the same site plans are the same site plan is included twice, but one with addressing my comments. Also, just be sure to label the words no parking on the van accessible aisle within the hatched aisle area rather than in the middle of the driving aisle. Also, the clear sight triangle off of Woodward isn't quite shown correctly, so I'll need to have that adjusted based on DPM requirements.
And this is Vinny Perea. Thank you, Gene, for the comments. Scott did update those on the site plan and sent those out late yesterday. And then this morning he sent that same version with the solid waste plan. The one question me and him had, I don't know if he was able to reach out to you before this meeting, was regards to your site triangle comment on Woodward Avenue. I guess the clarification was, did you want those pushed up against the curb? Was that the incorrection that needed to be fixed?
Well, I'll need to look at the plan you sent. I didn't receive anything from last night, but I just wanted to make sure that the site triangles were okay with regard to the speed limits on there. Mainly, Just looking to the left as the car is driving out. If you look at the DPM requirements, the triangle is actually shown behind the sidewalk, not into the street. And so that would just need to be dimensioned. Okay. We can take a closer look at that outside of this meeting.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I'm just going to note, Gene, that I've got the latest site plan pulled up here. I'm pulling up the submittals they sent last night.
Okay. It looks like the detail was adjusted for the no parking.
Yeah, we had that adjusted, and then we pushed the clear side triangles on that to the back of curb. But after you mentioned today, we can adjust that and push it to the back of sidewalk.
Yes, I think it's best to look at that a little bit more closely outside of the meeting. I don't imagine you're going to need to do much adjustment based on the speed limit there, but we'll discuss it outside of the meeting.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you. Planning comments.
This is Jay Rodenbach. The one remaining comment we have is just that because of the delineated parking spaces in the northeastern portion of the proposed development, a final plat will need to be approved prior to final sign off of the site plan from planning. and I'll note that we had a major preliminary plat approved for this site recently. So we'll just need to have that final plat approved prior to final sign off of the site plan from planning.
This is Vinny Perea, and Jay, we're actually working on the infrastructure improvements agreement so we can get back to DRB for the final plat submittal.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so Mr. Rodbeck, you're saying that the final sign off, like my signature on the site plan, needs to wait for the final plat?
This is Jay Rodenbeck, yes. Not just for the final plat, for approval of the final plat by the DRB.
Approval of the final plat. Okay. Would you show the infrastructure list? Infrastructure list tied to the preliminary plat?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. That's correct. There is. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, Vinny or Scott, but there is no infrastructure list attached to the site plan, I believe.
This is Vinny Perea. Yeah, that's correct. We have it tied to the preliminary plat, and that was fully signed off by the DRB staff members.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Trying to get all the I's dotted and the T's crossed. Okay. I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a site plan. And let's see. We don't do delegation on site plans, correct, team?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. We do delegations on site plans.
Okay. I don't know. Every week I get a little confused about delegations. Okay. So if you're accepting delegation, please summarize that delegation in the time needed. This is for DRB members to vote. Thank you.
Sure. Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Charles Maestas with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Joe Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armyhill, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wiffenberger with Transportation, I approve and accept delegation for the adjustment of the clear sight triangle off of Woodward.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves with delegation. For final plat sign off?
This is Jay Rodman for final plat approval.
Final plat approval. Okay. And I think we covered all the other things. So there is a consensus vote to approve item 5 in project PR 2021-5459, application SI 2021-1248. Because the application meets all the applicable requirements of IDO and DPM. With delegation to transportation and planning for, I'm just going to say 16 weeks to address the issues just stated, just to give you time if needed on that preliminary plat or the final plat.
Thank you, Madam Chair and DRB staff.
Okay.